So Mike, I kind of want to start here with you, right? No, I'm just saying, me and Wadis kind of talked about it, and after, you know, listening to the second disc, I'm like, well, shit, Mike, God, I love it, because he got exactly what he wanted. Ain't you always saying that? Right, just come out with a whole 100% R&B album? Mm-hmm. He did that on the second joint.
I can also say, man, I really want a bowl of soup. But if the soup ain't good, I'm like, well, shit, I got my soup.
Then in hip hop, yeah, like, you know we was gonna do it, right? Like, we wasn't gonna skip it.
Right.
Drake, Scorpion, it's an album review. I guess this one's not a playlist.
Nah, it's not.
It's a double album, man.
Yeah, double album.
Yeah. That's not what I wanted. I wanted, like, what's the song? Just Hold On, We're Going Home. Mm-hmm. I want some shit like that.
And yeah, it's so funny because when I was listening to this too, I was like, ooh, I don't think Mike wants this.
He's like, you should have listened to Mike.
Yeah, bro. I was like, about this R&B
Mike wanted. It's too much Drake. It's too much.
But that's him trying to be on some slick shit, right?
What do you mean? Because
he's gonna do the hip hop album and they're gonna do the R&B album, right? Mm-hmm. This is him testing the market for a complete full R&B album to see if it can land, if it can work. For me, I think because there's so much failure on this album, especially on the hip hop side. You know, I think it's like, well, you know, maybe at some point I can transition out of hip hop into R&B. So I'll just throw another album on here and make it completely R&B. If it works, then there's my.
I would have agreed with you if it was like Take Care era. I would have said he could transition. Mm-hmm. He lost the good writers.
I think true.
And that's what it is.
No, his
whoever's writing now is bad.
Right, his timing is terrible. Like his planning was terrible. But I think he does see, took the end is near. Drake is done.
You know why he's not done, Ken?
Don't give me the Twitter shit.
No.
I'm not like this album.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, he's done like how? It's still doing numbers like crazy.
Well, it's going to do numbers.
So he's not
game.
Done, really.
But it's not just that. It's that he's still culturally influential.
No.
That too. Yeah,
no, what do you mean? Ken, first of all, Nice For What is every woman's summertime anthem right now.
That song getting played like that?
Oh yeah.
How old are you?
Well, first of all, that's because you're trying to do the DJ Jimmy shit.
No,
Louisiana beat.
That song is huge. Like on the last one where I told you on Views, right? Like just like on the last one, right? Like I told you, Controller was huge. All of that Jamaican inspired stuff, you know what I'm saying? All of that shit was huge. We may not like that shit, but he's influential, Ken. And the albums don't need to be great. He needs one or two tracks. And he kills the summer and it's a wrap.
I think he got one.
That's not true. Because people love God's Plan too.
Yep.
God's Plan was successful and became popular because of the video.
It doesn't matter though.
The song because it's a meme. Because people, every time something happens, then people make a joke out of it.
But that's the reason. You're pointing out the reason.
I'm upset, flopped.
That's the only one that flopped.
Exactly.
I think God's Plan was more gimmicky. I think if God's Plan didn't have the gimmick, but that's kind of the point.
It's built into Drake. It worked. It's built in, Ken. The gimmicks, the trendiness, the jumping on Migos and a whole bunch of new artists and stuff like that to be out there.
I'm early. I'm always early on this shit, right? And I understand. I'm okay with being wrong until I'm right. And this is just another one of those situations.
Kanye's situation is done.
Yes, it's Kanye all over with.
Kanye's not done.
What?
You're a hater. The word Kanye came out of your mouth no more.
There have been plenty of people hitting me up saying you were right, Kanye's done.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Dead hip-hop fans, they're not the majority of the world, Ken.
They love Kanye. Do you understand how much
Kanye ain't done, bro?
Dead hip-hop fans are not representative of the majority of the industry.
I think what's going to happen with Drake is going to be Lil Wayne on the tail end when Lil Wayne became bad. He was still extremely popular. People still fuck with him and listen to him based on the popularity alone, but the songs and the content wasn't good anymore.
Doesn't matter, but you know what happened?
Wayne wasn't done.
Wayne was done.
We all said Wayne was done.
When was Wayne done?
There were a lot of people saying, man, Wayne just ain't got it anymore.
Let me put context to that. The reason why Wayne is quote-unquote done is because he don't have nice for what? When's the last time Wayne put something like that out, man? The reason why, you know when Drake is and completely
done? Drake gonna have that any more nice for what?
I disagree.
Nah, he's very generic. I don't think he has any more waves he can steal. When listening to this album, listen to how bland, like it's even more generic and bland than before. Going back to what Mike was saying, the writers are gone. He's unable to create an album full of hits. Yeah, he got one. Nice for what? If you want to throw God's Plan in there because of the gimmick, he got two. I'm upset, flopped. Drake has always had multiple hits. Multiple hits coming into an album. This time, these songs, Nice for What may have been popular because of the beat and the gimmick, God's Plan, whatever, but they just didn't hit the way they have in the past. And listening and checking the mood of not only Twitter, because Twitter's whatever, but just around the universe and around the campus. They are not fucking with this. And these are people that don't listen to hip-hop like that.
And I understand exactly where you're coming from. And when we look at this as a project in its entirety, 1,000% agree with you. I'm not taking anything away, right? But at the end of the day, where Drake is and the space he permeates in the landscape of music alone, all he needs is a couple of joints to still be relative and popping. You know what I look at when I look at this, right? The majority of Drake's big songs have some type of features. This whole rap side of his album had one feature. That's unlike Drake, right? Do you think that he's gonna make another album where he doesn't have Ross, DJ Khaled, this guy, that guy? Come on, Ken. He's still going to be able to make hits, which is all that Drake needs to stay relative. He is the quintessential commercial rapper.
You can say, like, I'm not gonna disagree with him saying that this could be the beginning of the end. But for you to just be like, Drake's done. That statement makes no sense because the numbers say otherwise.
Otherwise.
But the quality of the music?
Yes.
Would definitely lead me to think that he's on the decline.
Right.
I'll agree with you there.
Yeah. When I listen to this, I'm like, it's over. It's a wrap. And the Pusha thing was a part of it too. Because like you just said, the industry, it hurt him in the industry also. This album is nothing but Drake whining and moaning. It's like, feel sorry for me. I'm a victim. You know what I'm saying? I'm the good guy. I'm doing the right thing because I don't want to end this career. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what?
But he's still taking little jabs here.
And you take a little jab. But that's what.
That's some punk shit right there. It is. You can't sit here and try to pretend to be the good guy after losing. That doesn't work.
Right.
And
still try to take little jabs.
Yeah. It's like, you look silly. Yeah. Just don't say anything at all.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But he's so hurt, he can't help it.
But see, and that's what fucked up this album.
Yes.
I feel like Drake was too stuck in that. Like, this sounds to me like Drake actually wrote all of this. And that was probably the issue. I think Drake should have called in somebody else to help him. Because we all know that Drake can make these hits. But that Pusha T shit got in his head, and he let Pusha win all over again.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He sure did.
He did. Especially with segregating the album. I got an R&B side. I have a hip-hop side.
That was a good idea.
No. I agree. Right? It was a good idea. But then that puts tremendous pressure on the hip hop side, especially with everything that has transpired.
Right.
Because if Pusha's album was and then there was Infrared, you know what I'm saying? Then there's not that much pressure. But 7 tracks, amazing project, called you out, you called him out, he came back, and then you have a hip hop album?
Yeah.
12 tracks and we get this?
And it's not hitting.
That's problematic for Drake.
Yeah.
For me, man, I definitely think that. And I guess on the show, I've been the Drake apologist. I'm the one that kind of, has been, pro-Drake. On this, I did get some tracks that I can revisit, though. So it wasn't, like, all the way fucked up. Like, oh, my God, like, this is completely trash. But it was bad. The ones I know I can go back to are 8 out of 10, Sandra's Rose, and Talk Up, and Nice for What. So out of 25 joints, I really got 4 that I'm like,
is
I
the
know
one
I'm
with,
gonna go back.
With Jay in that one?
Yeah, yeah, Talk Up. Yeah, that shit's hard as fuck.
I like the way they flip that beat. That.
Yeah, the beat sounds crazy.
The beat was nice.
I love Jay on
DJ Paul.
DJ Paul.
That's what's up. Yeah, I know.
The way he flipped that, man. That was. Yeah. Yeah. And then he added.
The worst part was Drake. I mean, I didn't even really think Jay's shit was all.
It was a little flat. Almost felt like he did it on purpose.
Jay was a little flat.
I almost felt like he did it on purpose. Like, I ain't giving you all.
Jay was flat. He was surprisedly flat on this song.
The next line was dope. Like,
yeah.
There were a couple Drake lines on here that I actually thought were kind of fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just like from the first song, he had that line about, you niggas pop mollies, my mollies pop niggas. I was like, wow. That's actually a dope line. That was on Survivor. Yeah, yep. Yeah, and that song was actually not bad.
It was a cool opener.
So I was like, okay, I might actually like a Drake album. Yeah. And then it was like, by the second song, I was like, stop. What the fuck is this garbage?
Yeah, it's not a stop.
That song was terrible. Jesus.
Stop. You know what I'm talking about? It was all nonstop. Like,
yeah, nonstop was bad.
Yeah.
That was the one that had the light skin line, right? I'm light skinned, but I'm a dark nigga.
Yeah.
You know what confused me about the rap side of this shit?
That it wasn't good rap.
Is that some of the songs sounded like they should have been on the R&B side. So I'm like, so I'm listening, I'm like, ain't this supposed to be rap, nigga?
Drake fans saying that this is good rap, Drake? Because I've never liked his rapping. Ever.
Yes.
And I feel like it has gotten progressively worse.
Yes.
And here, I was listening to this, and it's like Drake didn't even sound like he wanted to rap. He sounded bored, uninterested, and there was like nothing even slightly innovative at all here. It's like everything I heard was something I've heard Drake do a million times before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this project didn't push any type of boundaries for Drake at all. Musically, sonically, nothing wise.
But does it ever, though?
He would normally have a couple. Where it's like, that's different. That's interesting.
Yeah, or you know this like pairing, it. You know, the feature. There's always something that Drake does that's somewhat interesting. On this, he didn't do anything that was really interesting.
Nothing.
Now, in terms of it being bad rap, like I said, I think on Sandra's Rose, you know, like, I don't think that was considered bad rap. You know, that wasn't a bad rap Drake right there, right? Like, I feel that was pretty decent. 8 out of 10, I felt like that as well.
What about Can't Take a Joke? I actually thought that one was a good one.
I can't.
That one where the beat wasn't all that hot, but the way Drake wrote it was actually kind of nice. But that's the only one. The rest of these?
What do y'all think about him addressing some of the stuff, like how he was saying, I wasn't hiding my kid. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world.
I was hiding the world from my kid.
That's a good move. It's a nice try.
Yeah. Nice try. Nobody believe that shit. Yeah, nobody's gonna believe that shit.
I mean,
well, I won't say nobody. Yeah. I know all y'all.
Bro, people are.
Oh, I believed it. But yeah, come on, man. We know what that was about.
So what do y'all think about that track altogether?
I roll my eyes.
Which track was that?
Emotionally.
That's the one where he's kind of addressing everything.
It was,
you don't even remember it.
No. I remember it now.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it was like, what's the fucking point?
I think it was okay.
I think the beat was more interesting than Drake.
With Mariah.
That Mariah Carey sample was dope. But like,
you can't put no fucking Mariah Carey sample on some real man song where you're responding to Pusha T. You can't do it.
But he wasn't responding. That's the one he was playing victim.
No, I know. He's playing victim because Pusha T bullied me.
Right.
Here's the thing. Either you come back hard as fuck or don't come back at all.
Right.
Drake would have been better off ignoring the entire thing. Just act like Adidon never happened and just make a fucking album worth the hits. That's where Drake fucked up.
But that won't be genuine though. Drake is one of those artists that always wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't do that, this wouldn't be a Drake album.
Make one song and then leave it the fuck alone.
But does he really wear his emotions on the sleeve?
Yes, just made Marvin's song.
That's
what he's built his career on. That's what Drake is.
I think just the content, but I don't think it was ever as personal as it was now. And I think that's why it kind of felt a little weird.
Right.
He's always in control of it. He's always able to control the narrative.
Exactly.
He's always able to say, I was with this chick and she hurt me and all this. He couldn't control this time.
But him doing that fits within the mold of who Drake is.
Say that one more time.
But him doing that about the woman fits because he's making songs about women and being with these different women, this and other. These love songs or whatever you want to call them. This is different. Mm-hmm. This is different.
Right.
Like when he was on top of Meek, right? He didn't let up. He kept going. He was the bully. Remember when I called him that? Remember? And now he done ran up against somebody bigger and badder, and he wants people to feel sorry for him.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
I don't think so. I think
Drake just didn't do it right. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
There we go. Okay.
We're in agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what about the Ply sample thing?
Terrible.
Why was it
terrible? Terrible and pointless.
Yeah, and that
and that's
like,
nothing against Ply.
Yeah, and that was like one of my favorite tracks when I first did this. And I'm like, why did you end it
right
with this? You know, with that video. You right. Man. You
so, you yeah. Big.
See,
man.
That's the thing.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's,
like, what I mean, like, you doing? That was a dope beat. Like, that was actually a dope, you know, a dope beat. And
that I'm was
like,
8 out of 10.
Yeah, that was 8 out of 10. Right. Yeah, and it's...
Ruined it. Fucking ruined it.
You can't then put some, oh, you mad. You big mad. Who are you talking to?
Right.
Because you're the one that's big mad.
Right.
Because you let the man ruin your album.
Right.
Thank if you. Drake was the calculated Drake that he's always been, he would not have let this happen.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
He didn't call in the right writers.
Maybe not the right writers, but I think he's just never been in a situation like this before.
He's uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's very
upset.
Yeah. So, you know, I saw a meme today. You know, Drake's son's middle name is My Bed.
It's a legend. It hasn't been confirmed.
Probably put that out there.
Maybe. I don't know. It was spelled M-A-H-B-E-D.
I don't believe that. Adidon, My Bed, Graham.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
That just sounds way too far. But you know why they're saying that?
Because he was conceived in a bed?
No.
You know on the line where he says, I only love my bed and my mama?
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying that that's
referencing his son. Yeah. Instead of actually a bed.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw. I'm
if that's
reported.
Really your son's fucking name, then Drake, come on, bro.
You know what else?
I think that's Drake's stance reaching.
And you know what else? Because he clearly went back and rewrote some of this shit, right?
That's what I said. I said that. I was like, oh, yeah. You can tell he went back to the drawing board since this Pusha T shit went out. He had to go back and rewrite some stuff.
Him adding the lines for his kid, like, I don't know if that came before and after, but it sounds like it came after.
But it's like always said,
like he wanted to own it.
But that song worked, though. I thought that was actually a solid jam. Like, that explained a lot. And what really brought it home was the shit about the 11. I was like, that's dope. Like, where he talked about he had an 11 tattoo.
Yeah.
And apparently it used to refer to some chick he was dating.
Mm-hmm.
But now it refers to his son because his son was born on the 11th of October or something.
I thought it was March 14th, which is...
No, March 14th was something else. March 14th represented something else. That's not the kid's birthday.
Okay.
I saw it online. March 14th represented something else. I can't find it now.
Okay.
I thought it was a dope reference. Mm-hmm. Like, I have this 11 and it used to mean this chick that broke my heart, mm-hmm. and now it means my son who is filling that void or some shit. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Had me my feelings for like, go ahead, Drake. Go ahead, boy.
I think it would have been cool if Pusha T didn't do what he did. Because now it somewhat seems forced and corny to me.
You think
it doesn't seem
would be cool?
Genuine. Yeah, I think it would work far better.
Of course.
Now it just seems like, you know, he's trying.
Oh, you're just saying that because he put you out there like that.
Of course.
He put him out there. I'm like, own it. So I'm going to give you all of these lines about my kid. Drake's a good dad. So yeah, that could play to some of the female crowd, but they also know the story of Adidon too. So they, you know, who knows?
October 11th.
Yeah. I know about
October 11th. What?
That's when his child was born.
So right? That have anything to do with October's own and shit?
No, because
I mean that was before.
So just coincidentally, his child was born in October.
It's God's plan.
I think Drake was born in October too, though, right?
God damn! The whole fucking album, Drake's been saying all of this is God's plan.
Mind blown.
Drake was born in October.
Yeah.
His kid was born in October. There was an owl outside. They were having sex with the big chin girl. All of this was God's plan.
All of this big chin girl.
All of this was God's plan.
Right.
All of it was.
All
God's
this shit
plan.
Has been about Adonis the whole time.
It has been.
Really?
Yes, God's plan.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Look, everybody was like hitting me up about this shit.
I knew
Drake did what you asked. Drake did it, man. You gonna like this one. And I'm not gonna front. There were some jams I did like.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, Jaden? I thought Jaden was tight.
I thought Final Fantasy
that was
pretty
the
dope too.
I didn't care for that one that much. It wasn't bad, but I didn't care for that one. But Jaden, I really liked. Hold on. After Dark.
I did like that.
Ty Dolla
$ign
did some nice harmonies on that shit.
Are you a Ty Dolla
$ign
fan?
I'm not.
Well,
No, I'm still not. Because I feel like I have to give him his props when they're deserved.
Mm.
And I think when Ty Dolla $ign comes on somebody else's track, I think he does something he doesn't do on his own. Oh, in my feelings. It's another one I liked. And My Feeling was actually really good. I was like, I dig this song.
I did
now,
like that
but there just weren't very many on there. And I was really expecting to like it. And I think the problem was Drake was making everything a little bit too personal. And the lyrics were whack. I think some of the best lyrics on that side happened to be on Don't Matter to Me, which we'll get to Michael Jackson in a minute. But Michael Jackson removed, I actually thought that song was fucking great.
That was The Weeknd.
I did
didn't
too.
Think that was The Weeknd.
Yeah, I did too.
You thought that Michael. No.
Listen.
No.
Wait, hold on. Can I tell
no,
my story?
No, you can't.
The people want my
I
story.
I ain't know it's a feature.
Me too. So I was actually cleaning up when that track came on. And when I heard it, I said, what nigga trying to sound like Mike? I said, there's only one nigga I know sound like Mike when he, you know, he ain't even trying. So I was thinking automatically it was Weeknd. When I looked at it, I said, this motherfucker really got Michael Jackson on here.
I knew it wasn't Weeknd because it didn't sound good. And what? That's the problem.
Yes.
Well, he got a fucking Michael Jackson verse from when Mike was way out of his prime, was probably on drugs, and was on his way out. And I personally, y'all can call me whatever y'all want. I think the shit is disrespectful.
Very.
I feel like everyone knows that that did not sound like Michael Jackson. It sounded like Michael Jackson, but it wasn't good Michael
like
Jackson.
Like he was doing a demo of something for a song.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so probably, why would you use that?
Because it's Drake.
Because it's Drake, and he can say, I got a Michael Jackson.
I got a Michael Jackson.
But it wasn't a good one. But if that was classic singing ass Mike, that song would have been fucking
Mike could have killed it. The reason why I didn't know it was The Weeknd because I saw the track list and I saw Michael. I think somebody sent it to me.
Okay.
And I saw Michael Jackson on there. And I nearly had a damn fit. I was livid.
It's not cool. Now, Ratchet Birthday.
No, absolutely not. Don't you dare. Don't you dare say you like that song.
I'll say what I want. I love that shit. Ratchet, it's your fucking birthday.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I'm kidding. That song.
You knew Mike was playing.
That song was laughably
cut him off at the pad.
The worst, it was the worst song probably on
it was
the
probably the worst song on the whole shit, out. Yeah.
The worst song, easy.
And I don't understand what he was doing.
He was trying to get his own birthday. They song.
I get it, but
like Stevie Wonder got one, and there's a couple of others. He wanted his own birthday song that'd be played everywhere.
He wanted to be.
You know, you in the club and shit, and it's somebody's birthday, and then they put on that Ratchet Happy Birthday.
I'm playing Luke.
Yeah, he tried to get his Luke. There you go.
I get it, but it was just so bad, and it was almost like he ran completely out of ideas.
Yep.
The Reese's peanut butter shit, like the you're so soft, like a buttercup, Reese's. What the fuck are you doing? And then it's your burp. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
I lost it. Like, come on, man.
It seems like, I don't even know what to say no more. It just seems like something is drastically off. I typically don't like Drake. But this is like a different era of not liking Drake.
Because he's been affected, man.
He's been affected. And this really gives credence to what Meek Mill is saying, that Drake was not writing his shit. Because it seems like the writing on here is completely different. And I don't think it's just that Drake is upset about the Pusha shit. Like, there's something else that's going on.
I agree. I think when you say he's ran out of ideas, I think that's part of it. All of you guys watching maybe like, oh, you guys just hate Drake. Trust me, this has nothing to do with that. This is bad.
It didn't sound like Drake was ready to make an album. It seemed like he made this shit because he felt like he had to. Pusha tried him, so Drake was like, I have to come back with a solid album and shut everybody up. I think Drake was like, well, shit, I gotta do something special.
Mm-hmm.
To make this go away.
Right.
Mm. I'm gonna put out a double album.
I'm gonna get a Michael Jackson feature.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do all of it. I'm gonna make an album. I'm gonna do my J. Cole.
Right.
Where I got barely any features. I got one feature.
Right. And it's one of the biggest rappers of all time in Jay-Z on the mainstream.
Yeah, me and Jay have had problems for however many years. Now we're on a track. I'm gonna make this album the biggest thing.
And everybody's going to talk about Jay-Z and Michael Jackson and Drake.
Yep.
And for him to end this song with the Boys to Men interlude that they had on their second album, Khalid or whatever.
Don't nobody know that.
It don't matter.
Don't nobody know that.
It don't matter. They need to know that he shouldn't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Because that was almost as insulting as the Michael Jackson. If you guys ever go listen to, you guys know what Boyz II Men are about. The harmonies are smooth, right. You know, R&B. Yeah. For Drake, who is not that good of a singer, to fuck up Boyz II Men like that. Listen, I'm going to put their version of it on my Apple playlist. I think it's called Dead and Soul. Listen to that. It's going to be on there. You guys listen to the original version. You don't even have to go hunt for it.
Yeah, so my favorite tracks, kind of said it before, but 8 out of 10, Sandra's Rose, Talk Up, Give Me Nice for What?
I'm going to say Jaden. I'm going to say In My Feelings. And I'm going to say After Dark. I thought those were three solid jams out of 25.
I got a Survival, Emotionless, 8 out of 10.
Survival. Talk Up, After Dark. I do like the sample of Emotionless. The content bothers me, but I can not listen to it.
So Drake, if you watch him, he might be, bro. Or somebody in the camp is. But, you know, I think the approach was thoughtful in terms of separating R&B and rap, but the execution was poor. Obviously, you're a rapper that wears your emotions, and, you know, I just think that you've been taken so far out of your element that you sound uncomfortable. Overall, I just think you missed a moment in time to really say, you know, fuck all you niggas. Like, I'm really about this rap shit. I got some bars for you, and fuck the writers. You know, it's all me. And you had that opportunity, and that shit.
Drake, if you're watching, you know, this album. You know, me personally, I didn't need a double album from you. I need 25 tracks from you. And for it to be like mediocre at best. If it is mediocre at best, that's not good, man. That's not a good way to try to hold my attention on a double album. You're not doing anything new, anything innovative, anything that where I'm like, okay, that was cool. Like, nothing. I'm not like Mike. I don't want no R&B album. It's something like this.
He's too hard for that.
I don't want to be like this. I'm sorry. So
I'm worried about you, bro. This isn't you at all, man. This isn't you at all. You know, you're known for having the big hits and complimentary songs, you know, on your albums, and that wasn't here at all. This is a pretty, pretty bad album. It's possible that you were not focused, and because of everything that transpired. You know, I understand that the leaking of the news about your kid could have affected you, you know, and you know, your performance. I get it. You know, you could probably be emotional about that, and you know, because that moment was taken away from you, and you didn't get a chance to announce it the way you wanted to. And if that's the case, we'll find out on the next album. But from what I heard on this album, this just isn't what you customarily do, and that's why I think the end is near, man.
I'm gonna have to disagree with Ken. Ken said this is not you, Drake. I think this is you. And I think that's the problem. You need to go back to not being you. You need to call those writers and bring them back into the studio and pay them to make you some good music. Because I hate the fact that I have been waiting on you to do this your whole goddamn career. It's like being hungry all day and waiting for a home-cooked meal and your girl bring you fucking Piccadilly. This is a Sonic chili cheese puff. And I feel like we deserve better, okay? This might sound mean, but believe it or not, I'm your best friend right now.
So you're going to do what I said then?
Yeah. I'm your best friend right now. Give us a goddamn R&B album, but wait until you have the shock was right, and then call them writers back in, bro, and try this again. I love you, man, and I want you to do good. So, better luck next time.
Take care.
Take care.
I guess nothing was the same.
Yeah, right. Right. And if you're seeing this, it might be too late.